Friday night in high school basketball and Wendersall Gym. Tonight we kick off 2016-17 Mid-Illini Conference basketball with a great doubleheader for you tonight. First time in many years, boys and girls undefeated against Washington tonight. As we get into our pregame show throughout the year, it's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main in Canton. All proceeds remain local. Doubleheader on tap for you tonight. Up next, of course, the Washington girls in town to take on the 5-0 Canton Lady Giants. And in the nightcap at around 7 o'clock, we have, again, the Canton Little Giants at 3-0 against the Washington Panthers. They'll come in as, of course, the defending champs the last couple of seasons, and we'll talk about that as we get into Game 2 for you. And we're streamed online at 1560WBYS.com. As usual, Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber double teaming tonight for the double hitter tonight, tipping off the girls' action. And probably the first time in many years that both teams, the girls and the boys, coming into the beginning of the conference season without a loss. So I know they'll draw some fans in here tonight. Washington always draws a good fan base, so should have a packed crowd before we get done with this girls' game and into the nightcap here tonight at 7.
It should be a fun night, competitive basketball for both games, and I think both teams are playing pretty well out of the gate. And, you know, this is really going to set the tone for what you want to accomplish in the Mid-Illini season, and that's to win the conference. And for both teams, it all starts right here.
When you look at this, yeah, because this really shows your deficiencies. You learned early in the first game or two in the Mid-Illini Conference. What do we have to do better, and how quickly can we get it done to not to lose too many in a row when you get into the middle of the conference season here?
Well, for the Lady Giants, it's pretty much plain and simple in my eyes for the first few games that we've seen. That's don't turn the ball over and make those easy baskets when the opportunity presents itself.
Tonight, contrasting styles, without a doubt, without a drop. Canton will want to scramble, they'll want to press, they want to get you up and down the floor. Vice to the other side of it, Washington, half court. They'll want to move the ball, be very deliberate in tonight's game. So that could be an interesting thing. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the Lady Giants pregame show. Brought to you in part by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. First time out of the night. And we're about 7 minutes from the call tonight to Bob and Leon with you tonight from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Hope you stay tuned for that as we continue our live coverage tonight streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. And we'll step aside for more in our pregame show. Back to Alice Ingersoll Gym in 1 minute.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn. It's a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself. Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream, available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Back with our coverage tonight, the girls match up against Washington. They come in, and a first-year head coach, Kim Holdenrid, and she's very familiar. She was a sophomore coach a year ago when Maggie Mose was there for three seasons. She has departed, and, of course, starting a family. If Maggie, you're listening, we miss you. You're a class act. We enjoy doing your games when you actually were playing and one of the top scorers at Washington, and I know that the family life is something that you wanted right now, and to step aside of that, it takes a lot to make that kind of a commitment either way there. So Kim Holdenrid, and again, we can tell you a little bit about her. She's a former sophomore coach, also a current PE teacher, and she spent 4 years at Eureka along with Nicole Fisher, and who is not too long ago was in the Hall of Fame. So Kim Holdenrid is in her first year. So again, coming into Washington, but again, the mentor, Jeff Little, he seems to always be kind of the mix. He used to be one of their coaches over there at Washington. He remains in their program as a girls coach. So again, you have that balance there. They know the underclass, so that's kind of an advantage coming in. But you look at the names and quite a distinct difference in their lineup. And when you take a look at them, Bailey Bambrick, who I know from softball, Sierra Sonnemaker, who is a 5'10 sophomore. Then you have Lauren Ely, a 5'4 senior. A couple of names are familiar, but after that, it's kind of a who's going to be coming in and who's not, because really they only played like seven players over the first couple of games for them. They lost to U-High 46-31. That was on Tuesday night. In a close game, they were outscored 14-2. Washington beat Pontiac 62-22. Lost to Eureka, who is 5-1 now. Eureka beat them 52-36. And again, Washington beat Moline 45-38. So those are the kind of particulars of them. They played at the Pontiac tournament. But again, Washington girls have been in the mix the last couple of years in the conference, 10-4 a year ago in the conference, 25-5 overall, 11-3 prior to that, but they had the big year, the Elite Eight appearance back in 2013, Haley Renaud's senior year, and again for the Washington Lady Panthers. And of course, we take a look at some of the things within the matchup for tonight. We talk about a bit this more than a deliberate half-court offense. They're going to run, you know, a lot of, again, kind of passes and those type of things. Try to get screen and people. But, again, they want to get the ball interior in regards to what Washington wants to create offensively.
Yeah, I agree. You're going to see the Lady Panthers try to take the ball out of our hands offensively by running the clock, running a half-tempo offense, and keeping the score probably in the mid to low 40s and possibly even the high 40s at best. On the other hand, with the Lady Giants, we've seen what they want to do. They want to trap. They want to press. Mm-hmm. They want to create turnovers and get easy baskets. It's definitely two really contrasting styles. Which one's going to have success tonight? Hopefully the Lady Giants will.
And you see a lot of that. There's not too many games that you'll go into in any kind of level of basketball that they're both similar. Very, very few times, right, when you look at that. So it is a contrasting style. And the one, the Lady Giants, who do struggle when they get into half court, more so than not. So it's going to be more imperative, you know, for the Lady Giants to come out with a win. One game into the conference already, the defending champion and two-time state champion, Morton, won last night 49-25. And again, they start out, and you got to start catching them already out of the gate. And that's one of the things when you have a home game, it's a must to take care of home court advantage when you're playing in the Middle Illinois Conference.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, first things first, win your games at home. And, you know, you want to try and break a little over 500 on the road. Sure, it sounds easy, but in a conference like this, you know as well as I do, it's a tough task to follow. And I think we've got the core of kids who realize that goal is in sight. But here's the thing. You can look at it all you want. You've got to perform that way on the court.
I will tell you this, that if you take a stretch off in this 2 or 3 minutes of this game, it's not going to be like playing a couple of games you played in the county tournament or against Macomb. Because these teams here in the Middle Illinois Conference know how to seize the moment and take advantage of little mistakes. If you start to get erratic and throwing the ball away and giving the ball back to them possession-wise, they'll control the clock and they will keep it a low-scoring contest.
That's what they want to do. They're not going to try and light up the scoreboard by no means. And for Canton to have success, they need to keep that tempo up and push the basketball up and down both ends.
We will also introduce a new sponsorship to our broadcast tonight. Tonight's game stats update, more pressure for Bob, that's what I like. It's brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local, shop Crawford's during the extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays 1 till 4 p.m. But we always give the updated stats at the end of the quarter. Those particular type of things, different things that affect during the game, those will be brought to you throughout the rest of our season by Crawford's Home Furnishings. We are getting set for the action tonight. As we tell you, one game already played both in the boys' and girls' conferences, and Morton has won both of those games, one in each, the girls and one in the boys, as we begin Mid-Illinois Conference basketball here tonight from Alice Ingersoll Gym. We'll get to the starting lineup, presentation of the colors, and all that for you coming up. And that's our pregame show brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main in Canton. All proceeds remain local. Let's give you the starting lineup for them. They will go with Lauren Ely. She is a 5'4 senior. Also a start tonight that'll be for them is Josie Morgan, 5'2 and a junior. Also they have a start tonight. It'll be Maddie Campbell. She's a 5'7 senior. also start tonight. And for them, it will be, is that 33?
Yeah, yep. Lily Harlan.
Lily Harlan, 33, 5'9", and the sophomore. And also a start tonight, Sierra Sonnemaker. She's her post player, 5'10", and a sophomore. Washington Lady Panthers come in at 2-2. First-year head coach is Kim Holdenrid, as she is the current PE teacher, and a year ago was on the bench with Maggie Most. For the Canton Lady Giants, their head coach is Lane Langhoff in his 13th season. He's at 193 in the wins. 5-0 start, and he'll go with 5'7", a junior. Abby Swope will get the start tonight for the Lady Giants. It's a 5'10 sophomore, Anna Plummer. She's a forward. The start tonight, along with a couple blocks per game, 4.5 rebounds, 5'10", and a junior. Brooke Henry gets the start tonight. Forward, 5'7", and a sophomore, leading the team and scoring at about 13 points. And right there in the rebounding at 7.5 rebounds, Nico Grizzolano, and a 5'6 sophomore. She's a powerhouse and averaging about 9 points per game. That is Cassidy Fawcett for the Canton Lady Giants. We'll remind you, tomorrow night, have a varsity girls game against Peoria Christian. That's a 6:30 start time, 6:15 here on WBYS. It is just a varsity game tomorrow night. No underclass game for tomorrow night. Peoria Christian does not have an underclass group. So that is the way we get it. Those are your starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine in Canton. 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. 2016, the Middle Illinois Conference Girls is underway. The conference action, the first shot, rimmed out, no good. Rebound after the Ely miss. Grizzolano grabbed the rebound, front court, man-to-man. Washington will match up with you.
Yeah, both teams starting out man-to-man.
And you'll see that lot in the Middle Illinois Conference. That is Anna Plummer. Brooke Henry glides in. Contact made is after the shot, no call. Outlet goes to the far side of the floor. That's Campbell driving in. They'll kick it out. Reverse it to this near side.
You've got to defend the basketball.
Harlan. Nowhere ball and basket are in between the defender at all times.
Agreed.
Off the top of the key. Size advantage lengthwise. We own that.
With
an addition to Sonnemaker. Off to the far side of the lane. There's that exchange we told you about. They'll try to break it down off the dribble.
Brooke needs to try in front of her.
Yep. Mentally, they will try to just kind of get in on your little case there of defensively. You know, make a mistake there. They'll try to take advantage of it. 6:55, opening quarter. Jump shot and rims it out, no good. For the rebound, Sonnemaker touched it, and then Brooke, I think, got the tail end of that one. So it will stay with Washington to the far end of the gym here. 6:49, just underway with the action. Washington and Canton out front. Washington almost got careless. I think you just take care of business here. Closing down on shots. Don't let them get rebounding. The extra shot like that, you got a really good opportunity here. Then they get the loose ball, and Washington comes up with that possession.
You definitely got to box out on the shot for sure. You can't let your opponent get that second chance.
In between the circle, Josie Morgan.
Walk.
And out front here, it goes Ely. Step back and lobbed it underneath the Sonnemaker. Brooke Henry went straight up. And again, officials won't care if you are in position or not, because they're going to make the initial call as they see it right from the get-go, positioning-wise or whatever.
And body-wise, she was straight up. I think she kind of reached over a little bit. You hold them hands up because she was off balance with that shot, Leon. I don't think there would have been a foul called.
Nope. So Brooke Henry commits the foul. And it'll send Sonnemaker to the free throw line. First opportunity for either team to score. Free throw is missed. Kind of been a sloppy start for Washington. They really have not been able to generate a lot of points offensively, but defensively, that's where they grinded out. They have the last couple of years, even with Maggie Most. Shot no good. Sonnemaker put back, banked it in. Nobody screened off the shooter, and she shot it off the glass. 2-0 Washington. Anna Plummer pulls the trigger for a three.
How's that answer, Leon?
There you go. Plummer knocked down the three for the Lady Giants.
Time for the trap.
Here's that trap. Grizzolano just physically took it away. Brooke Henry, that's Fawcett off this baseline. Little runner, kisses off the rim, no good. Washington gets the rebound. You got it. Up the floor to this near side, Ely. Bounce pass, almost threw it away. Underneath the Sonnemaker, good job interior. Swope got it, and then Sonnemaker physically put it right back up again. That second opportunity, 4-3, Washington. Out front, Grizzolano straight on for a three, and again it's short. You can't pull off your shot there, Bob.
That's exactly where I was going, Leon.
You see her, she was looking at the defender, thought she was going to have the contact. You got to pull up and go shoot forward there.
You read my mind, as usual.
We do that a lot. That happens. 5:33, opening quarter here in the Mid-Illinois Conference. The only thing we have to always check on is what we're wearing, because we make sure we're always decked out in the same shirt. That's a travel.
How was that?
Fell down
travel
with it, and then she got up on her knees.
About 10 seconds.
Again, it crossed the timeline.
Yeah,
tell you what,
is.
That had to be a 9-plus there. And then they threw it out of bounds. Washington will keep it. I got a feeling this game here, once we seize control, getting a couple of turnovers, we're going to physically wear them out. You can really tell they have an opportunity to do that.
We are definitely the deeper team, that's for sure.
4-3, Washington inbounds. Cut it. Sonnemaker turns, shoots it in the middle lane.
We've got to get to that point, though. That's going to be the problem.
Her body, she controls very good into the paint there. Receives the pass and a steal out front. That's a layup by Washington and knocked out of bounds by Fawcett. Nice job there getting back against Lily Harlan. Good job there defensively. Three field goals and nearly going by Sonnemaker.
And she slowed up, Leon, trying to gather herself to actually get prepared to go for that shot and that layup.
It must be up tempo tonight. Must be. 5:03. Because they could control us on the boards here. 6-3. Washington with the possession and the lead. They screen in between. That's a travel.
Walk.
Down the lane. And a ball is tipped. That's bails her out defensively. Could be against Brooke if it is. We'll see. Officially here, it's again the Brooke Henry. It's a pair of fouls against her. Second as a team. There's where you will count on who's going to be that next person in that position.
Next man up.
Yep. Could be Jacobus. Could be somebody down the line here.
Looks like Jamie Goring.
Yep. So Jamie is at the scorer's table. And a free throw is good by Harlan. So again, one of three from the line so far. Washington, they lead it 7-3. We are just away from Alice Ingersoll Gym in the girls-boys doubleheader for you tonight. Free throw is no good. Underneath Sonnemaker. Got away with it. Put it up and in. That's four field goals. A couple of offensive rebounds. 9-3 now. Washington. Advantage. Plummer. Turns, spins in the lane. Drove right into Sonnemaker. Got her own putback. No good. That's Grisolano. Fight for it. Up and fouled off this left side. Of course, you have number 33 with her arms over the back of Grisolano. But probably the underneath player is going to probably get the foul.
33.
Three. No, Harlan. It is the one that was over the back.
Call it right, Leon. Good job.
I'm sorry.
Just for that, you're off tomorrow.
Okay. 9-3 now. Playing offense. Plummer. Near side. Into the hands of Swope. Bounce pass. Grisolano in the lane. Got hacked on the arm. Sonnemaker. Grisolano fight for it. And Sonnemaker's going to win that war. Cross the timeline to the near side here. Ely. She drives the basket. And
that's
from
a charge.
Behind.
That is a charge.
And the thing I was going to call, Bob, is though over the back. You're going to call the foul from behind on that to try to block the shot from behind.
Nope, they called it on Jamie.
Yep. So it's going to be a foul.
So that's a blocking foul, which I totally disagree with.
Wow. Yeah, if you call it that way, she was set. And I thought I was going to call the opposite there. Free throw is good for Washington, Dealey. So she knocks that free throw down. Early. Dictating half court, inside, offensive rebounds, and going to the free throw line. Those are bad combinations in this early part of the game here.
Not letting us get into an offensive rhythm whatsoever.
4:21, free throw is missed, and who gets it? Grisolano. The outlet comes to this near side. Claire Ford in the lineup now. It's 10-3 Washington.
You got Blair Jacobs in the game, too.
Cut, Plummer. Top of the free throw line, Grisolano from the elbow, left side. That thing went down on the cylinder, wouldn't go in. Pop back out down the lane, and it's last touch by Washington.
Man, we are 1-for-7 in this quarter already.
10-3. It's the advantage to Washington with 4:06 in this opening 8 minutes here. Overhead pass out front to Claire. Grisolano off the dribble here. Don't have to do one-on-one type of stuff. Blend in with the rest of your team here. That's Jacobus Ford off the screen. Jacobus will drift to this left side. Out front is Plummer.
Washington in a 2-3 zone. Yeah,
they'll switch. They're going to keep you off tempo here. They're going to keep you out of that tempo, I should say. Reverse it to the near side. Jacobus, Goldring. Tuck at the top of the key. That's Plummer. Shot no good. Weak side rebound. Jacobus missed it. Grisolano, weak side rebound. Back to Jacobus. She drives. Goldring with one hand whips it up there and got fouled in the lane. It'll already be thinking, if you're like the interior player like Jamie Goldring, already anticipate, when I get the ball, I'm going to be ready. Don't be caught by surprise that they passed it to you.
She had the right intentions, but the foul definitely bailed her out of the situation, but I totally agree.
So Maverick commits the foul. It's their second team foul. Goldring sinks the free throw for the Lady Giants.
Jamie played better the last couple of games. Yep. Hopefully they continue to build on that.
3:34, Grisolano will sit, who checks into the lineup. Fawcett back in. Also Jacobus, as we mentioned, who is a freshman in the lineup. And a Goldring hit the bottom of the net, missed it. 10-4 now. These are games you got to get by the nervousness right now. I mean, you had a couple of minutes here. Backcourt here, double teamed by the Lady Giants. Here comes Washington, sideline. Now across the timeline in the hands of Ely. Cut off there by Fawcett. And a shot, bank it in. That's a three by Harlan. Harlan with the three. Here comes Washington back on defense.
That's
and it's a blocking foul.
Cassidy needs to push the tempo and get the opponent in foul trouble. She can do just that.
So at 3:16, Lauren Ely commits the foul. That's her first, team's third.
And we have got to make the tempo, period.
13-4, got our hands full tonight here at home against Washington. Inbounds out front, Ford, back to Plummer. Sets her feet, shoots it to the near side, rimmed it no good. Nobody weak side rebound after that miss.
Nobody down there at all.
Nope. Washington got away with a little stutter step out front. They're allowing Washington a little extra step here.
Everything.
Kick it out to this near side. That's Ely. Shoots a three to the near side. We're not getting out once they suck us back in. Then we're not getting back out on the shooter. 16-4, Washington on top here.
Wide open layup. Cassidy had a lane to drive now.
Got job.
Easy layup for her.
Needs to do that more often, her first 2 points tonight. And it's a 16-6 game now.
We're going to get back now.
2:37, back out front. Offensively, it's Ely. High post Sonnemaker. Almost stripped away
there. He's got a double there, I agree.
2:27, Sonnemaker shoots it up off the glass. No good. Fighting for it, Goldring. You got to protect the basketball after misses.
She did just that.
10-point advantage by Washington. Tried to chip into that at 2:15. Opening quarter tonight here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. At the three, Fawcett rimmed it out, no good. Check off the boards, who fights for it. You got Claire Ford, and also down low for Washington. It goes the opposite direction. We didn't get the call there.
We haven't got one this quarter.
Yep. Bailey Bambrick was in for a little bit. Now she will sit. You got Marissa Murphy. Again, the 2:03 mark. Backcourt, a little bit of pressure now. Sideline, and it's a throwaway.
There
turned away Washington.
Two
by them. Right by Olivia Damery. So Lady Giants will have Fawcett.
When you've got the bench in there, you've got to attack this team and put them under pressure, Leon, to get transition baskets.
Murphy to this near side. Ford. Goldring drops down low, and also Jacobus. Off to the right side, driving in. Jamie tried to back her way in there. I think you got to go right at Sonnemaker.
I agree.
Yep. Get her a foul or something in regards to that. Off this near side, that's Fawcett. Looks over the defense, set there by Goldring. Try to screen and roll. That didn't happen. They covered it up. Goldring outside the arc, now drives in. Nice little scoop shot by Jamie. Had her on her hip. Used it to her advantage. 16-8. Nice bucket there by Goldring.
That's a confident shot,
yes,
in my eyes.
Big time positive one there. Shot blocked there underneath by Murphy. Washington rimmed it and put it back up and in. Washington, a basket there by Campbell. Maddie Campbell gets her first 2 points. Back up by 10. Murphy. Jacobus. Fawcett. They want to set her up, shoot the three. Claire Ford down the arc, who's capable of shooting the three. With 62 seconds now, first quarter. Jacobus. Claire Ford covered up near side. Back out front, Jacobus. Fawcett backs it out. Tugging the apex of the circle. Jacobus with 52 seconds. Fawcett against that 2-3 zone. They really stretch us out.
Yeah, they definitely
out of that comfort zone. Out of that comfort zone, shooting-wise. Fawcett lets the runner go. No good. Out of the pack, here comes Washington. They race it up the floor. A 2-on-1 advantage. Stumbled and fell. Lost the balance on the shot. No good. Murphy with the rebound. 32 seconds across the timeline. She takes it.
Nice
bounce pass. Jacobus got contact and a count. Nice job. Nice feed. underneath. Murphy found underneath. Jacobus did a good job, drew the contact. That's a pretty good play for a freshman.
It was.
Draw the contact there.
That was a nice pass by Marissa through traffic, too.
With 27 seconds here. Cuts the lead to 8. Chance to kind of cut it a little bit more here with time stop. And it's the second foul, Lily Harlan. 18-10, 27 seconds. Jacobus sinks the free throw. Nice job by Blair. Three-point play. Chilcic, Rizzolano checks in. You got Plummer, Murphy, Goldring, and Swope. That's the five. They will sub. Bambrick gives Sonnemaker a little break there. 18-11. They caught us off guard early, led it 10-3. That's a five count. There you go, and you just got to get it piece by piece, one thing at a time. In a lot of games, it takes you to make mistake here and there.
Finish the quarter strong.
Inbounds with 27 seconds. 18-11.
Shoot that, Abby.
Out front, Swope hits the front of the iron, kicks out to the opposite side for a double team draw. Needs some help. Threw it away. Canton gets it. Turnover by Washington at 18 seconds. That's four by the Lady Panthers. They scramble on top. Plummer with 10. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Back out front, Murphy. Swings it. Grisolano with 6. Drives in. Drew the contact. Goldring. Now with 3. Right side. Swope. And now to get the chop off. Got to do a better job with, again, managing time at the end of this quarter.
Got to know the situation.
Washington 18. The Lady Giants 11 after one quarter. They start in the middle on eye. Back in 1 minute.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls Radio Network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Quarter, and the Lady Giants battle their way back, cut it to 7. Start the second period here. Murphy, nice cut by Grisolano. Ball stripped away out of her hands. A turnover by Canton. That's a pair by Canton. Off the left baseline, drug the pivot foot.
Yeah, I agree.
Off to this near side, they catch it. Harlan. Pressure, again, Ely. And intercepted Plummer, forces the tie up on the other name possession. Stays with Washington. As we go along here in this second quarter basketball, 18-11 in favor of Washington. Basketball inbound by the Lady Panthers. Overhead pass, knocked away. Good job there by Marissa. Almost comes up with a loose ball. Washington out on the arc. That's Morgan. She can shoot the three. They got a couple of gals. Ely, Harlan can shoot the three. Sonnemaker, they try to go inside. Nice rotation by Nico. Good job there.
Not for the switch off down the lane.
Defending that post along this right baseline.
Communication causes that.
7:24. Washington will inbound again, right to this near side to Campbell. That's Ely. Watch her foot. She'll take a little extra step as she will dribble off the left side with it. And holding it high is Harlan. Back out front for Washington. Almost drug the pivot foot. Sonnemaker drop underneath. That's
nice
a hell
job,
ball.
Abby.
See, they're doing the double team, and then they front. With Swope, who just turned and grabbed that. That's the fifth turnover by Washington.
I told you, when she gets the ball, you've got to double immediately.
Yeah, you don't want to get her up, or she's stronger than everybody else interior. Grisolano swings the pass. Swope out on the arc. Covered up there. Wanted to pull the trigger. Marissa looks over the defense. Brooke Henry drives along the baseline. Cut off there. Look for a better shot. Work for some time here. 6:49. Brooke Henry swings the pass near side. Looks to Plummer. She tries to back her way in. Flips it to Brooke Henry from about 8 feet. Shot was no good.
I like the
shot.
Tried
to tack it down. Sonnemaker gets it and then double team. Here comes Washington pushing the ball across the timeline. One quick pass to the near corner. And a kick out of bounds. Last touch by Grisolano. Your updated stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local, shop Crawford's during the extended holidays for your home furnishings Sundays 1 to 4. Bobby?
Lady Panthers 7 out of 15 in field goals, 46.7%. Lady Giants only 4 of 16, 25%.
Again, they were 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Lady Giants 2 of 3. 18-11, Washington. And again, a shot rimmed out, no good. Tried to block her out. She was holding Swope. Got away with it. Crossed the timeline. It will be Plummer. Need to get her involved offensively. I think she's the keeper
nice
to back. That Swope. Nice pass from Grisolano. Missed the shot. Brooke Henry with the put back and a foul.
I told you, man, we got to make those shots.
Now, you can't afford to kind of miss those blank shots underneath, point blank shots. And you can see the official who's been here before, he turned to this near side, as the common thing is. That's where the scores table used to be.
Yeah.
Yes, I can feel for him. That's going to be a foul against Sonnemaker. There you go.
He's smiling about it, too.
Hey, when you've been here like we have, too, it's a common type of a situation. Brooke Henry gets her first point of the night from the line. Play here stopped at 6:03. And try to cut into this lead.
Not
Brooke knocked him down. 18-13.
The best part, that's points off the turnover.
He's got to keep digging in defensively.
You got to double.
Know that it's going to cause them some problem if you continue to be patient with your press. That's your mainstay. Jumper to the right side. Rimmed it out. No good. Tap out. Nice job by Murphy. Kept it alive. Swope in traffic. Now back to Marissa. Across the timeline. 18-13 to the near side. Off the dribble.
Not
underneath
bad.
Brooke Henry got bumped. No call. Again, the outlet. It goes from Campbell. Across the timeline. Almost a steal by Swope. Peeing percent on the steal. Nice job by Marissa.
Gets
a two-on-two. Down the middle lane. Pass to Grisolano. Off balance and in a push. So we caught a break there. It was a nice little bump, but again.
That's when you want to stop and bring the ball out and run a little offense.
Yeah, when you know there's not any percent kind of a shot underneath there, kick the ball out front.
You can't afford to throw up shots like that in a conference like this.
Hardeland commits her third foul.
That's a big one.
And sixth as a team. Again, you want to find those positions which are maybe the 3 and 4 in your lineup, which are a little thinner, at least for Washington's bench.
Nice to get another foul on Sonnemaker and give her two.
Grisolano sinks the free throw. 3 for 3 in this period. 2 for 3 in the opening period. Free throw is missed, and it's an 18-14 game. We keep chipping away. Patience, I keep preaching that. Patience in this game.
A lot of game left.
5:20. Along the baseline, backed away in, an extra step in his travel. Good job. Nico did not give up her ground, and then the player for them, Banbrick, traveled.
Well, she is willing to take the charge, Leon, if necessary. Travel instead.
And we have
number 7.
Claire Ford will sit, but there's the timeout down on the floor here at Dallas Ingersoll Gym. 5:14 left, second period. It is Washington 18, the Canton girls 14, back here in 30 seconds.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam
Preston
Haynes,
Harris,
owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
5:14 left in the second, 18-14. We were trailing early 10-3. We keep chipping away here. Patience shown. We got Murphy now handling at the point. Plummer goes to the wing to the right side. Brooke Henry drops to this left wing. And Fawcett beat off the dribble. Nice step through the defense, and Fawcett, nice layup.
What's that double team?
That's the shot that she usually does off the dribble ball, knocked out of bounds. When she's able to kind of dribble through the defense, a little scoop step, and shoot it off the glass, it usually gets her started. Down by 2 now. Under the 5-minute mark here. Washington pushes the ball up the opposite side. Ely back out top of the key.
Nice job getting back defensively by the Lady Giants, too.
Morgan back here with 18-16. Washington, 2-point lead. Out on the arc. That's Bambrick. Puts the ball on the floor against Plummer. That's one that Hanna should take advantage of. Underneath, shot blocked. It goes out of bounds, but off of number 25. Nice job by Brooke Henry. Maddie Campbell nowhere to go along the baseline.
2,000. She is not scared to play defense.
No. I like that great
her length
confidence with her.
And her length and anticipation is pretty fun to watch.
So it goes as another turnover by Washington at 18-16 with 4:30 left before half. Marissa, near side Fawcett. Claire Ford to the opposite side. A high post is Plummer. Left side is Brooke Henry against this zone. Claire, you got to get the ball high post or reverse it.
Yeah.
What you got to be able to do here. Swings it near side. Claire drives the ball, knocked away in a reach and a foul. That's going to be against Campbell. That's going to be her first. When they stretch out the zone the way they play it for Washington, again, the only way you can attack if you go at an angle or you get the ball to the high post or, again, you try to reverse the basketball the opposite side of the floor.
Get it down to the short corner.
Yep. So at 4:08, 18-16, and Claire Ford to the free throw line.
We're shooting free throws the rest of the half.
This is going to be one of those games. Free throw rimmed it out, no good. Sonnemaker gets the rebound. Again, 18-16, 4 minutes left before half. Swings it, top of the key, Sonnemaker. She'll get set down the low block area. You got Plummer now with a little help there by Brooke Henry. That's a quick reach and a foul by Cassidy. Ooh, tight call there. That's going to be a foul against Cassidy Fawcett. Her first and a fourth team foul. 3:52, Washington right below us. We'll inbound right in the half court.
You got Jamie Goring back in the game, giving Brooke Henry a rest.
And Peters in pounds for Washington out front into the hands of Morgan. Peters comes, gets the basketball. They keep it on the left side of the floor between the circle. That's Ely. Off the dribble, swings it to Peters, who's a sophomore. Drives, cut off baseline, almost stepped out of bounds. Down the lane. Nice little job. Defensively, steal by Fawcett.
That's eight.
Eight. Here comes Fawcett. She attacks the basket and push shot no good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Washington. Again.
Don't be afraid to pass.
Yeah.
If the angle's not there and you're not comfortable with the shot, don't be afraid to make that pass.
Or give a little stop head fake. Put the brakes on somehow, you know.
I mean, we have the numbers. It's two against one.
Again, it's going to be inbounds for the Lady Giants. Down by a bucket. Can take the lead with a three here with 3:19. Out front. We trailed early in this game, led it 3-2. Off the opposite side, Fawcett.
She needs to shoot that.
Jacobus. Oh, it was almost a travel there. Fawcett from the elbow. Off to this near side, it's Murphy. And again, it's Plummer. Cranks it up, shot no good, tracked down. It goes out of bounds. Couldn't save it. It will be Washington basketball. Again, they're looking, trying to look for a good shot, and then they get in that little panic mode, you know, when they can't find exactly one or two.
If they can't score quick, they kind of overreact and go for a bad shot.
Sideline pass, 2:56. Washington gets into the half court, double to this near side.
Nice job, Marissa.
Yep. Ely with the double team. Off to this near side, Morgan. 2:45. Washington leads, 18-16. Knocked away. Good job. Sonnemaker comes up with a loose ball. Back out front to Morgan. Defended there by Jacobus. She digs in defensively. Good positioning.
Whoa.
Three ball by Washington. Rimmed out, no good. Sonnemaker tipped it. Who gets it? Jacobus. Backcourt Murphy.
He got a little out of her range.
Marissa will walk it up across the timeline. Jacobus. Shot no good for about 10 feet. 18-16. Defensively have shut the door on them. Since the beginning, they have not scored in this quarter. Shot was rimmed out, no good by Sonnemaker. Here comes Plummer. Lost the handle on it. And again, it's getting a little sloppy now. And now they're going to call a foul. Yep. Against Plummer, who shows a little frustration. Foul on Anna. You know, when you get teams that are starting to get a little fatigued, and you get that little chugginess down the floor, those type of thing, you commit silly little fouls, take bad shots. We're kind of in that little bit of funk right now.
Yes, I agree, Leon.
18-16 with 2:03. And we'll see. Trying to get the substitution here. I don't know why Anna was on the court. She'd already left. So it should be. Now you got to allow. Yep. Again, who will come in? It's Swope. Grisolano will check in.
Nice miss on Marissa Leon.
Yeah. 18-16 here. Yeah, she had a really good, I said she handled it at the point, did a lot of good job defensively there. Yeah. 18-16, 2 minute mark here. That's going to be a player control against Washington. Yeah, that was called from this far official down the floor here. And we'll see who they give it against. Should be her second. Yep. Second, it goes as a turnover as well. So again, 2 minutes left here before half. As bad as we played in a stretch here, still down by two, and they have not scored in this period.
At all.
Canton has scored five. 18-16. Swope out on the arc to the right side. Patient.
Nice pass.
Short corner. Back out front. Goldring bobbled it. Give and go. Swope out front with a minute 40 through. Off this near side. Fawcett against the Washington defense. Beat her man along the baseline. Shoots it way up the top. And you can see the frustration from Cassidy tonight.
She's really trying hard. I mean,
I
applaud the effort.
Yeah. I think sometimes you're trying to make too much happen, and that happens. Sonnemaker, Campbell down the floor, missed the layup. We still keep him scoreless. Chance to tie with the field goal here. Minute 23. Swope wanted to shoot the three but couldn't get the exchange down. Fawcett between the circles. Swope from inside the arc here. Drives. Grisolano cuts low block. Jacobus with a minute 10. Goldring drives. In the lane. Kicks it out. Swope to the near side. Shot comes up short. Washington gathers with the loose ball. Across the timeline. That's Campbell pushes it. In between the circle and in the lane. Shot no good by Sonnemaker. Goldring with the rebound. 48 seconds. 18-11 after one quarter. It's 18-16 now.
Sure.
Again, Grisolano with a short.
You got to face the basket.
You know.
You can't shoot off to the side like that when you're not set.
No. You know, we're rushing and into bad. Some of our form tonight's really bad, our technical part of it.
And that's what I talked about in the pregame. I said, we cannot force shots at all and have success.
18-16.
That's a turnover.
Yep. Turnover. Good job defending there. Goldring forces a turnover by Washington.
He threw the ball in underneath the backboard.
Yep. 18-16, down by two with 38 seconds. This would be remarkable to really just shut them out and try to take the lead here, try to at least tie at halftime. Swope with 32 seconds. Plenty of time. Goldring bumped, and then ball loose. Jacobus, Fawcett.
Oh, Anna's open.
Yep. Bounce pass, Goldring. Drives through the circle there. Sonnemaker, Goldring, no foul call. A lot of contact, but no foul call. Here comes Washington across the timeline. Morgan drives between the circle, between traffic with 13. Jumper to the far side, no good by Peters. Thank you, and out let it goes. Washington and a steal with six to the opposite side. Peters comes up with a loose ball with three. Across the timeline, Ely flings a shot, hit the back of the iron. In a scoreless quarter for Washington, they still hold a lead at halftime. Washington 18, the Canton Lady Giants 16. Our halftime is up next after this two-minute timeout. Halftime brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser, your perfect post-game stop at 135 North 5th Avenue in Canton. Back in 2 minutes.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new Parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Tight game here in the Mid-Illini opener tonight from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Girls game on tap for you. And we're at halftime. It's brought to you throughout the season by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. You can call 647-1127. Your perfect postgame stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. Halfway through this one is still to come in the nightcap. Undefeated, the Canton Little Giants coach Jay Murphy's ball club against 2-2 Washington's Panthers in the opening of the Mid-Illini Conference doubleheader tonight on a Friday night. Well, this game dictated early. Canton led 3-2. That's the only time that they have led in this game. They trail it 18-16, but you would not believe the scenario really in that second period, would you, Bob, in regards to if you've seen the score 18? It's a pretty tight game, but Washington did not score in that period, so they maintained their 18 points, but we only managed 5. And again, the three of those coming from the free throw line. And again, it was just a pure type of a situation, forcing this type of a shot, forcing another bad shot, forcing again another bad shot, and just forcing the issue a lot of situations, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to use a Star Wars analogy, it's all about the force. And I'll tell you what, that's what I saw a lot of in that second quarter from both teams. You know, Washington was 0-for-9 from the floor. We weren't a whole lot better. Yeah, we scored some points, but we were 1-for-13 shooting in the second quarter. And the funny part is, out of the 13 shots, I think 9 of those were forced shots where we weren't facing the basket or we don't know how to react and kick the ball back out to run offense. We get to that spot, we act like we're stuck there until somebody touches us, we drop the ball, or we shoot it. Our choice is to shoot it. That's why you got such a poor percentage.
We had at least 4 or 5 shots that either were air ball, they hit the back of the backboard, or top of the backboard, off-balance type of shots. And that's one of the things you think that you take a look at this game, and you take those away, you've got a little bit of a lead here in this second period. So you know that you got to be able to kind of dig in here and do it just to clean up some of the mental mistakes here in that second period that you had, because you defensively shut them down. You did not allowing them to get on the boards. They were forcing up some bad shots too as well.
Yeah, I mean, both teams play well defensively. You know, you can't, knock what you see in that quarter. It's just all about running your offense, whether it's transition, whether it's half court. If you run your offense the way that you're supposed to, you'll take fewer shots, but you're going to make more than ones you take.
Halftime here is, in fact, in front. Washington leads 18-16. Let's run down the first half stats. And again, our in-game stats are brought to you throughout the year by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local, shop Crawford's during the extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays 1 to 4 p.m. Bobby, first half stats.
All right, Leon, for the Washington Lady Panthers, 7 out of 24 in shooting, 29.2%. 2 for 5 shooting threes, that's 40%. 2 for 6 in free throws, 33.3%. 26 total rebounds. 7 offensive, 10 first half turnovers. The Canton Lady Giants shooting 5 of 29 in field goals, 17.2%. 1 for 9 in 3-point shooting, 11.1%. 5 for 7 in free throws, 71.4%. 19 total rebounds, 7 offensive, 4 first half turnovers. Points off turnovers, Washington with 1, Canton with 7.
You know, and it looked like we were trying to attack the zone. They went from the man-to-man. It didn't take them long to kind of switch out of that and really kind of go to more of the zone. They really extended on the perimeter and forced our small type of players really to dribble in and have to kick out. They weren't able to get any kind of good looks interior to set up our interior post people like Jamie Goldring. They did a good job defending that. And then once we got in that kind of mode, then we just kind of, we were forcing up a lot of different bad shot selections.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me is if you're going to shoot a layup, use the backboard. That's the first thing I want to say about that. And the second thing is if you work the ball around, whether you've got the basketball or not, just to get that spot where there's nobody at, if you're ahead of them defensively, you can make the shot, whether it's zone or man-to-man. Washington started out man-to-man. You could tell in the first 4 minutes that wasn't going to last very long.
Absolutely.
They don't have the depth and they don't have the bodies to play man-to-man the entire game. The Lady Giants this year are going to see a boatload of zone. I can guarantee you that.
Just got to use patience and stay with the game plan.
And what's
right?
the hardest thing to do in basketball?
It is, yeah.
Have patience.
Absolutely. Here at halftime, Washington's 18. Lauren Ely with 4 points. She had a pair of fouls. Lily Harlan had 3 fouls, 4 points. Maddie Campbell with 2, and Sierra Sonnemaker with 8 points. Again, they're 18 and a half. Canton's 11 had Jamie Goldring with a basket and a free throw for 3. Anna Plummer with 3. Blair Jacobus with 3. 2 by Brooke Henry. 1 from Nico Grisolano. Cassidy Fawcett with 4 on a pair of field goals. And again, the Lady Giants trail here at halftime 18 to 16. So, again, a scoreless quarter by Washington to see how this second half prevails as Bob and I will step aside. That is our halftime show brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. You can stop in after the game at 135 North 5th in Canton. Halftime, it is Washington 18, the Lady Giants 16, back here in the second half in 90 seconds.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was a perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning too. Register now, visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Mid-America National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. Mid-America offers all the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services. We've got you covered for personal and business.
To learn more, visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GM Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
One of the things we'll mention, last night, Canton freshman team won 57-33. They're now 2-0. They'll play tomorrow morning at 9:30 here at Alice Ingersoll Gym against Morton. So then tomorrow night, the varsity will take on Peoria Christian at a girls game. Bob will be joined by, again, Mark Bixler tomorrow night for the call of that game. I've got the Spoon River Speedway banquet tomorrow night for our Team 31 and getting our championship, at least for our division. So forward to that.
Get to see my buddy John Taylor.
Yeah, you will. They're playing pretty good.
Yep.
Lob it down low. The ball stripped away. Washington comes up with a loose ball there. Had a chance to pick it. Sonnemaker's jumper. Rimmed out, no good. Underneath. Washington a putback. Way off the mark, no good. Underneath, over the back. And it's going to be a hell ball.
And that'll go to us.
You got usually from behind. That's usually Campbell. Then Sonnemaker in on the interior play for Washington. Inside, that's pretty much their presence, man. They like to live inside there.
Yeah, they're an inside-out team for sure.
17-18 now. They'll screen to the top of the key. Fawcett drives down the lane, and it's going to be a foul against Sonnemaker. That's what you got to be able to do. Take it at her. And then you kind of pick up the pieces there with that press.
And when you take it into there like that, go straight at him.
Oh, they called Ely with the
That's
foul there.
Third.
Well, that is her third. You got Harlan with three, Ely with three, and Fawcett to the free throw line sinks it, her fifth point of the game. Got one more coming up here at 7:12 of this third period. Trying to tie the game, and Fawcett does. First tie of the game. Only lead we've had is 3-2 early in this game. 7:12. Washington, and they get double-teamed in the backcourt. Washington now, see if they get a little bit shaken here. Across the timeline to Sonnemaker. Double-teamed to her. Ball batted away against Fawcett. And said that she stepped on the sideline, the boundary to her right in there below us.
She did her shoelaces on. Yep. About it.
I still got that good feeling that eventually we're going to get a little stretch here. Our defense is going to take control of this game.
We need a run.
Washington will inbound. Looking, get it inside. And back out between the circle. They reverse it to the opposite side of the floor. With it, it is Harlan. Off the right side, that's Ely. Took a step, got away with it. Bob and I are in agreement on that tonight.
And
it's going to be a push.
That should be on Brooke Henry.
And see what the official will call here.
Nope.
No, against Grizzolano. Nico, that's her first as a team. That's a break for us.
It is.
6:46, Washington between the circle. It's Ely. Sonnemaker took the extra step, now gets it back out front, top of the key. They like to kick it inside, see what they got with Sonnemaker, and then they'll kick it back out. Dribble through the traffic, dishes it, and off of Washington. Nope, they say it was off of Plummer.
Yeah.
I don't think she tried to avoid the ball coming
close.
Near her.
You're definitely close.
Well, 6:30 left in the third period, 18 apiece. Mid-Illini Conference opener. Most of the boys' teams will open tomorrow night as well. Sonnemaker from the elbow. Back out front. Little head fake, kicks it. Off the dribble, it's Morgan. On the exchange. Between the circle, top of the key. Washington off the dribble. Defended there by Abby. Swope gets her in a tie-up. The ball rolls out of bounds. Should be off of Washington.
It is.
Good call there. Nice job. Good job there by Swope, too.
Turnover number 11 for Washington.
Well, I interviewed Tim Wells today. He has a program called Relentless Pursuit, and that was relentless in regards to her defense there. And I see Tim here in the game tonight with his wife there. Always good to see those folks.
Yep.
18 apiece, six-minute mark here. When you go through Sidney Wells, who was just a terrific player, again, you see those familiar faces of parents. Down the lane off the left side, and two shots coming up for Cassidy Fawcett. It's always neat to see those parents. Seen Zach Sprecher's folks a couple of nights ago at a game and different people like that. You see over the years, over the last couple of years. And go back to the free throw line will be Fawcett for the Lady Giants. Free throw is missed. Again, you're not at the lower level. Man, this is varsity time here, and everything kind of always kind of comes through as bigger than it normally is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, free throws are bigger than they normally are at the sophomore level. Fawcett knocked down the free throw. She's got six in this game. Canton's first lead since 3-2. 19-18.
That's a push off.
Washington gets across the timeline in the hands of Morgan. She'll pull up for a three. No good. Ball batted in the lane. Swope trying to get the outlet. She does to Fawcett. Fawcett turns in traffic there. Now backs it out. Swope drives in. Lost a handle on it. Not a wise choice there.
Not the
then
point
it's going to be a foul. See, what happens is you make a bad decision, pass the ball. You did not make, you know, you didn't really need to drive in traffic there.
All you got to do is move the ball around.
Yep. So it's again a...
That's the second foul on
yep.
Cassidy.
So Cassidy, again, by, again, a bad decision, cost your teammate a foul and a turnover. 19-18, Canton with the advantage. Washington has still not scored since the end of the opening quarter. Back out front, Morgan, give it up. A couple of different games, they've been close, and they were outscored a couple of different quarters, 14-12 on a number of occasions. Ball batted in the lane, good battle, Brooke Henry. There was no foul call, it was just a good battle underneath there. Campbell and Brooke Henry won the war. And as Anna Plummer scoop shot with the left hand, no good, Grizzolano, and fouled off the baseline.
Out of way, Nico.
You got to be as physical as they want to be.
Beat him to the spot.
That stops the clock for 4:57, third quarter. Nick Campbell is going to be for second. And Nico Grisolano, the free throw for the Lady Giants. Free throw is missed.
They keep being aggressive like that offensively. We can shoot a lot of free throws before this game is said and done.
5-for-8 in the opening first half for the Lady Giants. Get another chance here. Nico to the line. Looking for a second point. Didn't get it. Brooke Henry and a tie-up.
Got to go to Washington.
Go to Washington now. 4:54. 19-18. Lady Giants with the lead here in this third period. Still to come. Should be a good one with Brew later tonight at 7 o'clock. Canton undefeated will take on 2-2 Washington. Again, outlet. Brooke Henry, a steal. Underneath, and a swoop and a layup. Nice job. A steal and a basket results. Nice job by Brooke Henry. Initial with that steal. 21-18. Jumper to the near side. No good. Washington scrambles for it. A tie up and a held ball. We're going the other direction.
That's three held balls this quarter. Not keeping track.
21-18.
But you see the tempo we're creating by making these baskets.
Yeah.
It's forcing Washington to take risky shots, which is actually building our lead for us.
We're much better composed. We'll go three flat, back part of the boundary there, underneath the basket.
Set a screen and take her off the
table. Isolation as Fawcett dishes underneath. Henry kicks it out near side. Marissa Murphy with the three. That's a good play there set up. Just didn't get it to go down. Outlet, it comes from Washington. Yeah. That's going to be a travel.
He travels almost every time.
I thought it was going to be a little while before the official made the call, but he got it right.
That's turnover number 13 for the Lady Panthers.
21-18. Canton digging in there in this third period with a lead of three now.
Believe it or not, the Lady Giants have only turned it over five times.
4-11 here. Fawcett, high post to Goldring. Grisolano flashes through the paint. They give and go. Plummer, contact out there. Drives through the baseline. Give and go to a Goldring. Missed the shot.
It doesn't have to go so high off the glass.
Again, try to change the direction because you draw contact and a missed shot there. You got to finish those.
Hit the white square.
You get it down that low block area, you got to finish the deal.
I agree.
Off the baseline, between the circle.
We are our own worst enemy half the time.
Carly Higgins, a steal. Fawcett at the 340 mark and get reached. And nobody calls a foul. Knocked it out of bounds. No foul? Seriously? She got hit on the arm. What are you going to call it? Before the shot? I mean, she got hit it twice. But?
Well, all in all, it's a foul.
Yeah.
For sure.
But nothing was called. 3:37, they throw into backcourt here. 21-18, Lady Giants with the advantage. Trying to bring home their first conference win of the season. They'll play Peoria Christian tomorrow night.
Why are you making that pass?
Then the throw away by the Little Giants. And again, Claire Ford gets it. And then his turnover. Washington gives it right back to Fawcett. Plummer. Ford. Collectively.
Oh, we're just rushing.
Plummer.
Slow down.
And again, ball swatted away. Contact. Loose ball. Ford scrambles for it. Dies for it. And a coach Langhoff will get the timeout. Some ugly-looking basketball in this stretch by both teams. 3:05, third period. Kent will take the timeout. Lady Giants 21, Washington 18. Back to Alice Ingersoll. Jim, in 30 seconds.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Looking here, 13 minutes, Bob, without a basket.
A long time.
Is Washington. They still only trail by three now. Got to stay composure here. They'll chase you with a 2-3 zone, 2:55. Goldring underneath. Plummer drew the contact, missed the shot. Washington comes out of the pack with a rebound.
Once again, you got to make those.
Campbell, now we double team. Again, that's going to be a travel. That's a good call by the official Plummer. Forced to turn by Washington.
15 for Washington.
As bad as we are inefficient on offense, we're good as that on defense and getting the ball and turning it over.
Our defense is our saving grace.
It has been. 2:44 now.
Because our offense has been ugly.
Jacobus will inbound for the Lady Giants. And again, that's going to be a travel.
Well, I got my opinion. That's a makeup call. She only took one step before she started her dribble.
Yep. 21-18, 2:42, third period. Washington trying to get the ball inbound. They do cross the floor. Sonnemaker gives it to the near side to Damery. Pressure. It's Sonnemaker. Her shot rolled up, no good. Washington tap. Claire Ford with a rebound. Amongst the trees, she
exactly
comes down the pack.
I was going to say it too.
Man, 2:26 here. Bounce pass to Plummer. Skip pass the opposite side of the floor. Jacobus. Murphy. Protect the basketball. Goldring screens off this near side. Plummer beats her baseline. Shoots the ball up. No good.
Why take that shot?
Again, it's going to be an outlet. Claire Ford probably going to be committed to foul.
The constant forcing of the shot.
Yeah. And a foul against the Lady Giants. That stops the clock with 2:10 third quarter.
Hannah has to realize when you drive to the basket, doesn't mean you automatically mandatory have to shoot.
Up the sideline, up the front court to Sonnemaker. Let's traffic go by. Damery took an extra step, got away with that one. Shot to this near side, off the mark, no good by Higgins. Tracked down by Murphy. Scans the floor, looks over the defense. Takes it. Grisolano drives in. Jumper to the right side, no good. Drew the contact. Again, out of the pack. Here comes Washington with a minute 47. Jumper to this near side. Washington still can't buy a bucket. Higgins' shot is no good. Man, 14-plus minutes. They have gone without a basket or a point. They have not scored since the opening quarter here. 21-18. Claire in the lane and gives the ball up. Grisolano, bounce pass Murphy. Claire Ford couldn't pull the trigger. Back out with a minute 20, third period time remaining. In the lane, Goldring drives in. Nice move. Scoop shot. Rolled it off. No good. Can't buy a bucket of the Lady Giants either. Down the lane, Damery takes it, and that ball is going to go out of bounds. Good defense there by Grisolano. Probably got lucky. Had to reach in there.
I agree.
Substitution. Bambrick will come in. And let's see who else they got out there. Is the Ely. Lauren Ely checks in with her three fouls. 106, Washington will inbound. Along the baseline left side, out front. Bambrick between the circle with a minute three. Lady Giants with the lead, 21-18. Damery. Off the dribble, flips the pass. That's going to be a quick push along this baseline left side. That's going to be against Claire Ford. It's going to be her second and team fourth of this half. Non-shooting. Washington will inbound off the left baseline with 57 seconds. Swope comes in for Claire Ford. Washington will inbound. Can't get it in. Can't get it in. Now they do underneath. Bambrick and a push from behind. Against Grisolano. Against Nico, that's her second. 56 seconds here. 21-18. We were 18-11 first quarter. 18-16. Washington maintained that lead without scoring.
There it is.
There's the field goal. Good.
As Ely.
By Ely. With the field goal. It's 21-20 now. Canton still with a lead. 21-20. And a score of about 47 seconds left in this third, and it's a travel against the Lady Giants.
That's seven.
So again, with the 38-second mark, Canton still holding a one-point lead, 21-20. Lob it, Bambrick, sideline pass to get across the timeline. They attack off the right side, Damery, cradled the ball, thought she carried it.
Did a lot of things with it.
Out when it goes to Goldring, and then they threw it up for grabs, turnover by Canton. Well, you don't want to watch this on film when you're watching the replay.
I'd be turning that video camera off.
Again, knocked out of bounds. You got Grisolano, Swope, Murphy, Jacobus, and Goldring. That's the five of the stretch. 18-second mark here. Being very undisciplined tonight are the Lady Giants. Very undisciplined. 16-second mark here.
Not being very fundamental at all.
Right side jumpers, no good by Peters. Now the pack is Grisolano. Still time with seven. Marissa looks up with five. Crosses the midcourt. Out front with three. Needs some help. Swope from three. Top of the key. Hits the front of the iron. Comes up short. Canton has taken the lead at the end of three. Lady Giants 21. Washington 20. Head of the fourth period on this open of the Mid-Atlantic Conference. back here on WBYS in 1 minute.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores from the Midland Eye and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
21-20. We head to the fourth. That's definitely not going to be in the highlight films for a lot of things in Ecuador. It's going to be how do not do the game of basketball.
Yeah.
It was very sloppily played. Again, Canton managed 5 points. They managed two. But the free throws, and again,
Ely
with the three to the opposite side. They retake the leads, 23-21 here. Hopefully we get a flow to the game here. Again, a shot underneath, no good by Canton. One and done. Sideline, almost held it. Top of the key, push shot by Washington. And another Ely three. I'll tell you what, it's not the prettiest of shots. It's like launching it with one hand.
It works.
And it works. 26-21, they're back up by five here at the 7:15 mark. Fawcett stripped away. You got to find, in this stretch here, leadership. Find somebody who wants to take control of the game and say, hey, let's just settle down here, look to run our offense, make something happen here, positive.
Turnover number nine for the Lady Giants.
So again, Canton plays the D. They trail 26-21 here. Back up front to Bambrick. Holds it there against Swope. No pressure, a little on the perimeter there.
Walk.
Good job defensively. They cut through. Lob it to Sonnemaker. Took the extra step against Brooke Henry. Good job there defensively by Brooke. Took a one crack inside. They've scored the first points of this quarter, two threes. Swope out on the perimeter. Drives through. When we talk about less dribble, make good passes, set up your shooter. Again, look over the defense. Fawcett, high screen. Plummer off the left baseline. Anna looks over. High post to Brooke Henry. Kicks it out to the far side.
Oh,
Marissa.
Gonna shoot that.
Skip pass. Swope drives along the baseline. Wrap around to Brooke Henry, and she got pushed. And then the player just kind of held her hands back after she pushed her in the back. That's almost intentional there, Bob. That's very close to intentional situation. And that's going to be a foul against Josie Morgan, who just flat got beat. And a team fourth. Brooke Henry to the free throw line. And Brooke misses the free throw. Well, after knocking down 5 of 8, and we were, as we mentioned, 3 out of 5 in that third period, along with a field goal. That was it pretty much offensively. We went pretty stagnant, too. You think Washington went stagnant.
And both teams were 1 for 10 from the floor.
Wow. 1 of 2 from the line by Brooke. It's 26-22. Trying to get something going here. Dig in defensively here. Washington attacks, loses it, and then goes out of bounds. Should be last.
How is that Washington ball?
Should be other direction. There he goes.
Yeah. Holy mackerel.
Again, the ball knocked out of bounds with 6:05 left here.
Jim Youngman sighting there, Leon.
Yeah, it is. 26-22, 6 minute mark here of the fourth.
All of them coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah, they are. High post off the dribble. Fawcett slides to the defense and again got fouled. Pretty lucky, though. Could have rolled off her hand. You know, it could have been a situation.
You drew the double team with penetration off the dribble. Kick it out to the open shooter.
And again, they foul against Ely. Lauren Ely.
That's four on her.
Yep. Got to knock down some free throws here. The Lady Giants. Fawcett does just that. Next one coming up. Seven on the night from Fawcett. The sophomore back to the line again. Grisolano checks in. Next free throw is good by Fawcett. Knocked him down. 26-24, back within two. Got to play some D. Lady Giants backcourt here. Grisolano, Brooke Henry, sideline pass to Sonnemaker. They beat the press to Campbell. She attacks, drug the pivot foot, and walks. Got away with it. Off this near side. Now between the circle, it's Morgan. Then a steal, swope. Patient here, patient. Cross the timeline.
Don't do it all yourself.
5:34
nice
underneath.
Pass.
Swope to Grisolano. Nice job. Excellent choice there, Swope. Tied game, 26-26.
As soon as he threw that defender, Leon, she made the pass. Nice pass.
Good
play.
Decision by Swope. Again, Washington on the floor, rolled.
Boy,
a lot of folks want to travel. And again, the ball knocked out of bounds right in front of the Washington bench.
Are they not allowed to call travel calls in the fourth quarter? I've seen about 13 of them so far.
We were tied at 18-18. Tied again here, 26-26. Not the prettiest of basketball tonight, but whoever can survive and come out away with a win here. Skip pass, jumper to the near side. Campbell rolled up, no good. Washington tap out. Last touch have been by Peters, number four. Nearly carried the ball out of bounds. It will be the Lady Giants here. Good opportunity to seize this game here, Bob, at the five-minute mark here. See how they handle it. Fawcett will walk it up. Swope comes up high. Plummer to the far corner. Grisolano, top of the key. Jumper left side. Good by Anna. Nice move.
Nice play.
Nice big shot there by Anna. Under control. See what happens when you're under control. 28-26, two-point lead. Here comes Washington. Defended out on the opposite side. Underneath ball knocked away by Fawcett. Was intended for Campbell. Turnover by Washington. In the lane. Off the glass and good by Fawcett.
It wasn't pretty.
No,
it
wasn't. Looked like she just kind of threw it up and it went off the glass. It's 30-26 and Washington timeout. Quick 4-0 run after they come out and hit the two threes. Canton responds. 4-26, 30-26. Lady Giants with the lead. Back at Alice Ingersoll Gym in 1 minute.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day for service that can't be beat. Call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
After Washington came out to begin the quarter with two threes, we've responded good defensive play, better selection offensively, and a 4-0 run here. And again, defensively, trying to tighten things up here. 4:24, balance of the game coming up here in the fourth. Fawcett defending, Sonnemaker. Goldring picks her up above the arc.
That's where you wanted to catch the basketball, though, is 30 feet away.
Underneath the give and go. A little head fake. Got away with the extra step.
As usual.
Yep. Jumper to the right side. Good. Just a deuce to the opposite side there. Again, Josie Morgan with the field goal. That's her first 2 points of the night. But again, a reach and a foul. Stop its play.
That might be on Harlan.
Against Morgan?
Yeah.
So it's a pair of fouls against Josie.
They got three on her up top there.
And against her third, they got four against Ely, three against Morgan, three against Harlan. Goldring picks up her dribble. Now it's a Marissa Murphy.
Nice job.
3:52.
Let everybody get set.
Absolutely. They set up at the top of the key, Goldring and Grisolano, waiting for the chaser, Fawcett, to come get it off the screen. Fawcett takes it down between the defense, and it's going to be a player control.
How is that?
If you're going to call anything, I would call travel.
Travel, exactly.
I'd call travel, but a player control.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Look at Lane smiling, shaking his head. No, I don't blame you, Coach.
Again, Fawcett picks up the foul, and it's a turnover. 30-28 here at 3:38. Again, Washington will bring it up off the far side. Look on the opposite side over there. Down the lane, the kick to Sonnemakers, covered up. Now they'll back it out here.
Sonnemaker don't get the ball in the low post. She wants nothing to do with it.
Ely now catch it to the near side. Offensively, that's Harlan. Sets the screen. Who comes, gets it. It's Ely. Drives down against Plummer. Shoved off. Used the forearm.
That's what he's calling.
Yep. Against the offensive player. That's a good call. Against Washington.
That's for Ely. That's five.
Yep. Used that forearm to push off. And that's going to be her fifth.
I would love to see that get called more often.
And again, she finishes with, 12. She was starting to heat things up with a pair of threes. She's
almost half.
One of their better offensive players.
Almost half their production.
3:07 left here. 30-28 Canton, full court. Offensively, little token press. Now they break it. Murphy brings it up. On the exchange, swings it. Fawcett. Off the dribble, down the lane. Flips the pass to Plummer. Got pushed from behind. Nice job. I like the way that they play that two-man game off that left side over
and
there.
When you move with and without the basketball, good things like that can happen. Was the shot made? No. Drew contact, though, to go to the line for two.
And it forces that defense to really scramble, man. They were behind the eight ball on that one. And Plummer looks to connect at the free throw and misses it. Next one coming up for Anna tonight. 5 points on this evening. Three and a field goal. Canton up by two. Tried to extend it here with 2:55 left. And a free throw sinking by Annett. Nice job. Ball back and play defense now. 31-28. We trap out of that. Tail into this one. Washington down the... stripped away by Annett. Nice job defensively against Herland. Down the front court here. Plummer now runs some offense here.
Take your time.
You got it. Up by three. Fawcett attacks. Swings the pass to Brooke, catches into the corner. Nice job offensively against the zone.
That's how you do it.
2:31, the chaser out front there is Harlan. Down
what
the lane.
Are you doing?
And again, Plummer off balance shot.
Come on, Anna.
Down the lane to the right side. That's Washington with the basketball. That's going to be a travel.
She does that every time. That's 21.
So Washington has not done a good job taking care of the basketball. And Coach Langhoff will take a timeout, spend it here at 2:20 left. Canton 31, Washington 28. Back here after this timeout. Back here in 30 seconds.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Back here with 2:20 left here. Stick around. We have a quick post-game show brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main. Stop in Big Rack for one of their nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner. Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. Coach's Roundtable tomorrow morning live from Hy-Vee. Breakfast buffet and the area basketball girls and boys coaches tomorrow.
Murph already had his napkin tucked in his shirt.
He's ready,
ready
to go.
For breakfast tomorrow.
We should have a variety of coaches, not only from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, Illini Bluffs, and North Fulton. So it could be a pretty good mixture from week to week, boys and girls representing our listing area.
I think I might pay a visit tomorrow.
We're looking forward to that. Inbounds, and again to Fawcett with 2:19. Fawcett attacks, whips the pass to Brooke Henry, lost the handle on it. Whoa, got away with the walk. Off the opposite side now. 2:10.
Calm down.
Plummer out front here. Again, you got to hold your emotion in check here.
You can't stand and watch your teammate dribble, though. You've got to move without the basketball.
Fawcett off the dribble. Grisolano shoots it left side and got fouled. And a smart for us, anyhow. I don't know if I'd have taken that shot.
I would not have. Not when you're only up by three.
Yeah. Against Higgins.
Goes
and Nico to the free throw line.
For three shots.
Yep. So free throws misses it.
She's over, isn't she?
Yeah. She is 2 for 4 in this game. Yep. 4 points in the night. Make it 5.
Right.
Makes the middle one. Another one coming up here from Alice Ingersoll. Jim, Canton team's trying to stay perfect. Girls need a minute 55 trying to preserve a conference win. The boys in the nightcap tonight, they're 3-0 against a 2-2 Washington team. So we'll have that for you coming up right after this game. Nico back to the free throw line, switches that one. 33-28. Again, with minute 51, Washington Sonnemaker to the near side. No silly fouls. Jumper, no good. Shot contested there. Chris Alano, the outlet, comes to Plummer. Sideline pass to Fawcett with a minute 40. Run some clock here. Minute 37. Fawcett, and then dribbled out of bounds, and then tried to save it a turnover. Again, about a lineup again, Bobby. And you still have to think in terms of this lineup. It's very inexperienced, varsity-wise, and it has shown in this game tonight. When you're pushed to the level that you play in the middle line, and you know, hopefully you'll get through these games and start understanding the value of your possession.
I mean, we're going to have some growing pains, that's for sure.
And it will. This is a very, very inexperienced basketball team. You know, when you lose the 6 players that you lost from last year, and in the heat of the game, again, a lot of immaturity comes through in games like this.
And that foul was on Olivia Damry, Leon. Okay. That's her second.
So Damry's foul.
We're shooting 2 the rest of the game.
So, again, Marissa Murphy to the free throw line.
This is where you win and lose games.
Yep. Free throw's good by Marissa. And I will say this tonight. Marissa, I think, has been one of her better games.
There's quality minutes out of her.
Her floor game was tonight was really good at the point. Good job defensively. She did a lot of little things.
I think the minutes that Blair Jacobs has gotten, too, have been pretty vital.
Yep.
She's done a good job defensively.
Again, a second one coming up, swished by Marissa. So a couple free throws by the junior. Quick timeout here, minute 24 remaining. Lady Giants 35, Washington 28. Canton takes a quick timeout back here in 30 seconds from Alice Ingersoll Gym.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Shooting 8 of 11 for the line of the Lady Giants try to seal this win. It looked in doubt for a while. We trailed by 7 at the opening quarter, but then about a 14-minute drought by Washington, and that's going to be a travel by the Panthers.
That's 23.
But about that 14-minute drought by Washington, and again, we just weren't able to take and seize control of this game totally, not to the very end here. 35-28 on the attack, Marissa. Again, dribble too much.
And then you pick up the ball at the worst spot.
Then out front here.
You have to know what to do with the basketball.
Fawcett. Man, a pressure situation. You know, you work a lot of time in the summer. You got to go back and think. Be thinking your IQ's got to be a little smarter in this stretch of the game here.
That's a good point, too, Leon. Because I think basketball IQ is a lost art anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's all based on your talent level. I totally disagree.
Yeah.
That's only a part of it.
Again, to the free throw line after a foul by Morgan. Fawcett connects. So the deciding factor in this one is going to be the bunch of free throws the Lady Giants are able to knock down here. After, again, Washington came out and hit the first two shots from three-point land. Next one good by Fawcett, knocked it down. Nice job.
10 out of 13 in the quarter.
Fawcett with 10 points in this game, 37-28 now. Washington with 54. Again, bounce pass to this near side. Off the dribble between the circle, Higgins rolled it up and goes in.
Not an easy shot. Nope.
Higgins with the field goal and Lady Giants lead 37-30 here with 38 seconds. A steal by Washington. 36 seconds in from behind the back dribble. Turnover by Washington. You can see the frustration on Coach Ken Holdenred on the opposite sideline.
Maybe he can't get any flow to get back into it, down by seven.
Neither one of these coaches will say this is our better effort tonight. We just found a way down the stretch here to be a little bit better of the team from the line. It'll send Marissa to the free throw line with 23 seconds.
Shooting two.
Again, free throw is missed by Marissa. Second one coming up. Here we have a brief stats brought to you throughout the year by Crawford's Home Furnishings and a post game brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on the North Main in Canton. So Marissa gets one of two, her third point of the night. 38-30 with 20 seconds. Washington to the front court, and a ball dribbled out of bounds, and it should have been off of Washington. I mean, because she dribbled it between her legs, but they're saying Brooke, Canton touched it.
Brooke must have got a fingernail on that. That ball was.
38-30 here. Washington will inbound with 16 seconds. Far corner with the possession of Higgins. Henry steals. Brooke, a nice steal there. She played, even with the couple of fouls that she had, she played really well tonight, too, in stretches. 3 seconds here, a quick foul.
Really?
Going to be fouled against Campbell. Maddie Campbell, it's her foul. It's her third. And to the free throw line will be Anna Plummer. Two shots from the line. Canton back here tomorrow night against Peoria Christian, who had a remarkable run last year into the sectional before losing, I believe, to Knoxville. I think that's who they ended up losing into the sectional there. Second would come up from Anna. And they rolled that one in. She got that free throw down. And it's going to be a final tonight after the free throw in the inbounds. Canton 39, Washington 30. The Lady Giants go to 6-0, and they start the conference with a 1-0 record in the Middle Illini. More coming up as we continue. Got more on our postgame show. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. Stop into Big Rack for one of their nightly specials and your favorite steak dinner. Postgame when we return in 2 minutes.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls Radio Network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear. All the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear. They have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Back here is our post game. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Stop into Big Racks for one of their nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner, Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. This game back and forth early. In fact, Canton had a 3-2 lead. And Washington got out to the 7-3 lead, led it 18-11 at the end of the opening quarter. tied the game at 18-18. And from that point, Washington did not score for 14 minutes plus. And again, the Canton Lady Giants would knock down tail end of this one. 12 out of 17 from the free throw line. Did a pretty good job total on the game. And they win by a score of 39-30. In-game stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishing. Shop small, shop local. Shop Crawford's during their extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays 1 to 4 p.m. BWs, take us home here with the final stats.
I'm going to make it quick, because, boy, they aren't pretty. For the Washington Lady Panthers, 12 out of 41 in field goals, 29.3%. 4 for 9, three-point shooting, 44.4%. 2 for 6 in free throws, 33.3%. 35 total rebounds, 7 offensive, 25 total turnovers. For the Canton Lady Giants, shooting 9 of 44 in field goals, 20.5%. 1 for 12 in three-point shooting, 8.3%. 20 of 30 in free throws, 66.7%. 33 total rebounds, 9 offensive, 12 total turnovers. Points off turnovers, Washington with 1, Gant with 15.
Head coach Lane Langhoff is making his way up here. We'll try to get to him before we get to our pregame of game 2. Scoring in this one, Canton's 39. Marissa Murphy with 3. Abby Swope with 2. Jamie Goldring with 3. Anna Plummer with 7. Larry Jacobus with 3. Brooke Henry with 3. Nico Grisolano with 6. And Fawcett with 12 points for that 39 points. Again, for Washington, it was Higgins with 2. 12 by Lauren Ely. 2 by Josie Morgan. 2 by Maddie Campbell. Lily Harlan with 4, and Sierra Sonnemaker, who had 8 points and an opening scorer, did not score for the rest of the game. Coach Lane Langhoff is with us, and I think tonight, you know, we did enough at the end there, Lane, and made enough free throws, 12 out of 17 in that fourth quarter. Thank goodness, because it was an ugly mess there for a while for both these teams, wasn't it?
That was the lowest scoring, fast-paced game I've been around. But, you know, the first thing I said is we're very close to coming in at 6 every morning to shoot free throws because they're that important. But honestly, they went to the line. Kids that have struggled early, you know, 5 games in, they struggle a little bit, but just made huge free throws down the stretch. And basically that was our offense the last 5 minutes, was spreading it out, getting to the basket. Cassie did a great job of getting to the basket, creating for herself, going to the line with confidence, and then getting, you know, kids, you know, the one I can think of is she drove. They obviously have to help on her, and Anna got rewarded there with a nice inside shot because she got fouled on. But, 12 of 17 in the fourth quarter, you know, we're under 50% as a team, which is, you know, scary now that you're into the conference, because those make a huge difference in a 40, you know, a 40-30 game. You're going to have to make free throws late, and we did.
When you look at a stretch here, because, again, the immaturity of this team really showed at times, didn't it, tonight? You could see that, and the kind of the force in the issue. Wanted to take, you know, they weren't showing patience against that zone after they switched early, showing the patience. And that's something they're just kind of grow out of, don't they, real quickly here in this conference.
Yeah, and tomorrow night you get another chance to play,
yeah,
which is maybe good for us now. But, yeah, it's just the recognition game that, you know, teams are going to switch some defenses, you know, and depending on the personnel, you know, it's hard for us to keep track of the personnel. You know, they got to go in and know, you know, what they are on the press, what they are, if it's zone or man, and, you know, who's inside, who's on the perimeter. So it's a lot to take in for, you know, kids basically, for the most part, playing their first varsity experience. And, yeah, there's times where we look ragged, the ball's on the ground a lot, but, what I'm proud of is when it was on the ground, we were on the ground for it, and you know, Claire gets us an extra possession just by getting on the floor. But they picked each other up. You know, somebody make a bad play, and then they make a shot at the other end. And it was just a good team effort. And, you know, I know I need to talk to Abby. She sat a long time in the fourth late, and she was part of the reason we got to where we were at. But, you know, we got the free throw lineup that we're comfortable with, and, you know, with the offensive, defensive subs. And we handled the ball well enough there at the end that they had to come out and foul us, and we were able to capitalize late.
One other thing, Lane, and got to give your credit to defense. They really held together during that stretch, held them about 14 minutes without a point there. But, again, the defense really did a pretty good job denying inside. Sonnemaker did not get a lot of good looks after that opening first quarter
there.
Yeah,
the first 3 baskets were uncontested. We just got on the wrong side, and, you know, just positioning. But, you know, after that 18-point quarter, I know we came back and made it close. I didn't realize we shut them out till I got into the till I got into the halftime and looked at the numbers. But anytime, and it wasn't because the pace got slow. It was just I think we guarded a lot better than we have against a lot better team than we've seen this year. So just a good sign for us. Obviously, it's one. We turn around. We can't have a letdown tomorrow. With a team coming in that has got a new coach and is going to do some new things. We haven't had a chance to see. So,
absolutely.
Thanks again for being here.
Absolutely. 6:30 tomorrow night.
6:30,
so.
Yeah. Yep. It's a strange one, but
all right.
Give everybody a chance to do something.
Late, good job tonight.
Thank
Anytime you.
You
get off to a good foot, winning at the conference
Absolutely.
Or at home, that's a good plus
Absolutely.
Here tonight.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. Final score tonight, the Lady Giants win it, 39-30 over the Washington Lady Panthers. That'll do it. Our post game brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. Your favorite steak dinner or your nightly special, Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. We'll get game two rolling. Bob and I will take a two-and-a-half-minute break. Two-and-a-half-minute break back here. And as we continue to the studios, back here after this two-and-a-half-minute timeout.